7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Cross the street quickly.
Here comes a car.
Oh, did I lock the door? Did I lock the car? Yeah.
Okay. At the sound of the jingling keys, the time will be 1930 UTC. And of course, 1930 UTC means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. And today's dubious goal is to try to get some more pictures of our fox. At least one decent picture. At least one decent photo where we can tell we're looking at a freaking fox. So, what does it all mean? It means that I'm down here at the creek once again on a very beautiful day. It is sunny. It's going to get warmer. But right now we're good, and once we're under the canopy, it's going to be nice and cool. So, Mr. Little Foxy is probably listening to me right now. Which way is the wind blowing? No, he cannot smell me. But I could probably smell him. But I don't. Okay. We are going to go under the canopy right now. And the first thing we do is we look off to our right, because that's where he likes to hang out. There might be a little den over there that he hides in. Okay. I'm looking around. No. I see moving shadows, but that's just breeze moving trees. Okay, what else? Do we got any marmots down here in the ravine today? I don't see much of anything. And I don't see any fox type of action. So let's just keep moving here. I'm trying to figure out where it is that he likes to hide. Is there? See? Oh, there we go. There he is. Jog, jog, jog. Got it. There he goes. Hi, buddy. He's taken off. He wasn't in the exact same spot. He was up here a little bit further. How did I miss him? How did I miss him? How did I not see that when I was specifically looking for him in that area? Well, there are some trees. There's leaves. There might be a hole there. This guy might be hiding in this hole or something. Oh, okay, so. Yeah, we're not 3 minutes into the show. Well, we are about 3 minutes into the show. And we see the fox. Because this is Dubious Goals Committee. And when I want to go outside in my neighborhood, in my big city, to look for foxes, I know right where to go. That is how awesome I am. Okay, so, what do you think? Will he do the same thing that he did yesterday? See, he's going to run down there, and he's going to go down there, and he's going to hide for a while. He's going to come back, though. Where do we want to be when he comes back? Probably down in the creek like we were yesterday. So let's go down there. Let's get down into the actual creek valley here. Oh, there's little birds chirping and doing bird business. Birds flying around. Oh, I think birds bathing. Yep, we got birds splashing around in the water. It's a fun time for birdies. Yay, bird splash. All kinds of bird splashing action around here. Wait, this is kind of weird now. What's going on? Now that I really realize what's happening, there's like bird freakouts happening. Okay, that's cool too. I'm gonna kind of look upstream, see if I can spot my fox anywhere. No, can't see anything. All right, now we got to go over here to the water to look for any colorful golf balls that might have been lost in the last 24 hours. And yes, I see color. I see something that I want. But it's not that what I dreamed of. I didn't sleep super great last night, but that's okay. At some point in time, I had a dream. Okay, here we are, down into the actual creek bed. I'm standing on the sand next to the water. There are fox tracks. But anyway, this morning I had a dream. I had a dream that I was somewhere exotic. I might have been in Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic or whatever it's called now. I don't really remember. I think it's the Czech Republic. I feel terrible that I don't know. And damn, I thought this was a green ball, but it's just a yellow. It's a Titleist number 2 with a logo. The Ritz-Carlton Golf Club. Jeez. All right, let's head over here to the deep water. Oh, look at those birdies splashing. That little area right over there is really good for being a bird bath. And so there's 4 robins flopping around in the water. Flippity, floppity, floppity. Being very splashy birds. All right. Checking for golf balls. Looking up into the golf ball eating ravine. I don't see any golf balls. Anyway, I had this dream that I was somewhere exotic. Apparently in Europe. I'm not sure how I got there, but I was, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, yes, okay, this is my once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be here in the Czech Republic or wherever it was that this took place. And I was enjoying myself, and I was saying, wow, yeah, it's really great here. Everything's super fun, and we got culture. And then I was walking by a creek, and I saw a blue golf ball down in the creek. And I went, oh, I gotta go get that golf ball. And then I woke up. I woke up before I could retrieve the blue golf ball in my dream. Okay, birds are making weird noises. Squawking at me, talking at me. Doing birdie things. There's just a lot of robins bathing right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, now 8, now 9, now 11. Jesus. I'm just fascinated by watching these birds bathe right now. I don't know why. It's awesome. There's a whole bunch of them. Oh, and that was a little combat. Ooh, I just heard a sound that sounded like a fox running through the forest. I do not see him. I should probably turn on the camera. Because he's going to come back up. And if he's smart, he's up high. And I'm sure he is. He's up high, probably looking down at me. Huh. Huh. Where's my buddy? Come and talk to me, friend. Where is this guy? What's he gonna do? What is he going to do? Should we head that way? Let's see if we head that way, then we get. See, if we go downstream, it means we got to get back up onto the bank. Because this is the weird spot. I want to stay low. I want to stay low and move slow. Where is this guy? These birds are cracking me up. They're just so splashy. Yay, splashy birds. Okay. I'm gonna move down here a little bit. I don't know why he's so skittish these days. When he was just a little pup or a little kit, he was most curious, and he would watch me and get as close as he could. And I used to be able to stand right here, and he'd be on that tree, not 8.5 meters away. And he'd be looking at me, saying, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I would say, "I'm looking for you." But this guy is most evasive today. Although it would take him a while to come back. And am I seeing that green ball pit ball up on the bank? If that's up on the bank, that means somebody's been down here. Okay, but I don't really want to stand here for very long in case he is watching me. What's that sound? I can occasionally hear little footsteps stepping through the forest. Okay. What I think I'm going to do here is move upstream. And I want to get out of the line of sight of our friend if he's over there. And I'm fairly confident he is. If he isn't over there, then he's up on the golf course. But he can't stay up on the golf course long. So that's not his best bet. Unless he's under duress. Water level seems to be a little bit low today. About the same as it was 2 or 3 days ago. There's no water flowing right here. Which is good, which means I can stand here and look up onto that bank to see if there's any golf balls that I want. I do not see any golf balls. Wait, oh no. I was going to say, is that one? Is that a green golf ball? No, that's a sun-dappled leaf. There's a little circle of sunlight that's hitting that leaf just right. It makes it look like a green golf ball. A bright green golf ball. Okay. So, what do I feel like doing? I think I kind of want to go downstream. I think I do. So, let's climb back out of the creek. I'm up on the bank. And I think we're going to head... Okay, what are these guys alerting on? See, hear that guy? Squawk, squawk, squawk. I'm not causing that distress. Who is out and about? Are they squawking at the fox? Or are they squawking at some raptor that's in here too? Unknown. Okay, but now we're back to where we came down, which is right by where our fox likes to hang out. And, okay, let's get up here. Oh, damn it. Web face. I got web in my face. Alright, I'm trying to look back up where he likes to hide out. See, there's some fallen trees over there, and I think... And I know that there's a marmot den over there. And I have the feeling that the fox was either born in that den, or one downstream a little bit further. It was a marmot. Foxes are known to take over marmot dens. Old marmot dens, foxes will find them, dig them out, make them a little bit bigger. And then it's a fox den. And a couple of trees have fallen over that marmot den. And that makes it extra good and extra interesting for animals, because then it's just more, you know, bonus coverage. Okay, I'm going to do my little trick here. Ooh, almost not tricky enough. This one rocks, Tobe, remember. Okay. I'm on rocks now. Oh, hear that? I think my buddy's up there walking around. Where is he? I'm standing on a rock in the middle of the stream. And I think there's a fox watching me. He's rooting for me to fall into the water. But that's not going to happen, because I'm a good rock hopper. And I'm listening. I'm listening. And I'm also looking behind me every once in a while, because that's what they do. I'm not saying they sneak up behind you so they can get you. They just like to sneak around back behind you, so you continue going the wrong way while you're looking for them. They think that's a good trick. Now, we saw our guy up there at one point in time, hiding. Wait. No, he's on this side. He's not over there. He's on this side. I just heard him again. But I couldn't tell. Which way is he moving? Who? Which way did he go? Which way did he go? Okay, let's just keep on moving and grooving. Yeah, that weird green ball that we found last week is now up there. That means people have been down here. And this is where we were standing when the fox jumped down in front of us a couple weeks ago. That was crazy. I get the feeling he's up there back behind me. I'm not sure though. But you know, if I was a fox, that's what I'd do. Plus, we know he loves to hang out up there so much. We could actually get over there. The creek is dry enough here that I could hop over. We could go up on the bank. There's a part of me that wants to. But there's also a part of me that wants to remain unthreatening to this guy. I don't want this fox to be afraid of me, really. I want him to be thinking, oh, I should be friends with that human dude. And I would say, yes, you should be friends with me because I'm awesome. And I like foxy buddies. And I still don't see anything. So, this is the part where we climb up onto the opposite bank using a lot of tree branches as foot and or handholds. I do hear voices up on the golf course now. So somebody might be golfing. Okay. I'm in a better spot to turn around and look backwards up onto that area. I don't see him sitting around. Move over here a little bit. Huh, where is my friend? I want to find my foxy friend Buddy. Where did he go? Now see, I get the feeling that he comes down to right around here to cross the creek and go back over. So if he crossed on us originally, he came down here and then he went over there and he circled back. Although there's a small chance that he went downstream. What I want to do is I want to check the mud over here because this, yeah, predictable. Predictable. Little foxy tracks in the mud. Marmot tracks too. Marmoty marmot tracks. Well, we do know that the marmot likes to hang out around here too. Because we like to... This is where we found him last time. Okay, let's keep moving. Moving through spider webs. Now I got webs on my legs. I have web leg. Oh, I just did it again. Keep walking through lots of low webs. Better than a high web, I guess. Now, should we bother looking for golf balls right around here? I guess we sort of have to. Although, we were here yesterday. I don't see anything. I was hoping that my dream of a blue golf ball in the Czech Republic was some kind of harbinger of an actual blue golf ball, a premonition. But nope. No blue golf balls for me today. But I did see the fox, so that's fine. That makes everything worthwhile. I'm still looking for him. But yeah, I think he circled around and got back behind us by now. I don't think we're gonna see him again today unless we go back and go that way and try to figure out some kind of bonus fox tricks. But right now, I'm a little bit more concerned with looking for golf balls. Oh, I just could stand out here all day. And I probably will. I have a feeling that this is going to be one of those days where I do dubious goals committee, and then I eat lunch, and then I go back outside. Although I don't know if that's a smart idea, because then I'll wear myself out like I did yesterday, then I'll go to bed a little bit early. Yeah, I was in bed by 2 a.m. last night, and I know I was asleep by 2:15. Then I woke up at 5:30. But I did manage to fall asleep for a little while after that. And that's when I had the weird dream. Okay. But now we're going to do the weird trick. First I do my little controlled fall and catch this tree. And then, how did we do this yesterday? I think we did it left to right yesterday. Alright, so now I gotta step down into the creek onto this rock and not miss. Do not miss the rock, Tobe. And yeah, we're good. Do-do-do-do-do. I am now walking in the muddy creek bed. I would not have been able to do this 2 days ago because the water level was so high that I'd be walking through water and the rock. Oh, and that reminds me, I found out that the fish heads are playing tonight down at the Surfside Club. And I know they close at 9, which means the band is probably starting kind of early. Which means I could potentially go down there and eat some fritters, eat some hush puppies, nom 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 nom, and listen to the fish hits. Talk to those guys. Haven't seen those guys in a while. Is there a ball up here? That looks like a weird ball. What ball is that? It is a white ball. I can't tell if it has unusual markings or if it just has a leaf stuck to it. But yeah, here's another ball. Here's a ball laying right here on the path. It is a Top Flight XL number 3 orange. Orange glossy. Didn't know anybody made orange glossies other than Nitro. Geez, I'm going to put that in my pocket. There's a lot of bad golfers out today. Because right here next to it, another one. We got a Srixon number 1 yellow Z Star. I'm going to put that in my pocket. That ball down there in the mud, I don't think I actually want it. Not going to go to the effort. Doot, 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 doot. And here we have a white golf ball. This is such a good zone for golf balls. Oh, it's a white noodle number 1. Oh, it's a noodle plus. It says noodle plus. I don't own any noodle pluses, but this is only a white golf ball. Do I want it? Of course I don't. Why am I still holding it? I don't know. But yeah, if you mishit a ball off of the first tee, this is where they go. And here's another white golf ball right up here. Let's just make sure it isn't something expensive. Nope. Just a regular Top Flight XL number 0. I picked it up anyway because I think I'm going to throw it in the creek. Or maybe I'll throw it back onto the golf course. I should pay more attention. Look over there, Tobe. Are there any colorful golf balls over there? I'm checking the opposite bank. I don't see any. Now, I thought I saw something else. Oh yeah, okay. Yep, there's a yellow up here. How did somebody hit a golf? You know, if you're on the golf course and you hit a ball that lands up there on the opposite bank, you're not doing so good. But then again, yeah, this is kind of a beginner's golf course. Now, do I even want to try to get that yellow? It doesn't look like it's anything in particular. I don't think it's anything special. Check the other side. God, I'm curious though. What if it is? What if it isn't? What if it is? What if it isn't? Is it a range ball? Does it have a stripe? Uh-oh. Okay, now we gotta go look because this could be a range ball. I'm traversing a cliff. No, it's not. I dropped it. It's an X-Out. It's one of those X-Out balls. It's a yellow ball. It's in bad shape. I don't want it. But it's, I think it's a Top Flight. But the logo has been printed over with little X's. Make it unrecognizable. But this, along with these three other white golf balls, are going into the creek. And I should tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that finds golf balls every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go do stuff. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.